USA Radio News.
COVID relief talks continue today in Washington. President Trump last night signs a bill funding the government for two more days. This buys lawmakers time to iron out differences over how big stimulus checks should be. House leaders hoping for a vote Sunday afternoon. House leaders briefed on California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell's ties to a suspected Chinese spy. Swalwell, a member of the House Intelligence Committee. Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, part of the FBI briefing yesterday.
It only raised more questions. And the one thing that was fundamentally answered, he should not be on intel.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, also part of the briefing. No comment from her yesterday. Democrats appear to be falling behind in the Georgia Senate runoffs. Polls released yesterday show both Republicans winning. David Perdue is up 2 points over John Ossoff. Kelly Loeffler is up 6 points on Raphael Warnock. There's still over 2 weeks to go before Election Day. Already over a million votes cast. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
While COVID relief is in sight thanks to the vaccine, it will be a while before we see case numbers come down. Models show about 17% of Americans have been infected. University of Washington Dr. Chris Murray tells CNN, though, it's hard to know just how many people are infected.
There's a lot of asymptomatic cases out there. It's why it's really so important for people to be careful. It's not just the people that have tested positive.
Dr. Murray says it's very important that we be careful for the next 6 to 8 weeks. Meanwhile, doctors in California report patients are offering to make large contributions to hospitals in order to get the COVID vaccine quicker. One doctor tells CNN one patient offered $25,000. The doctor says he declined. Others, meanwhile, are concerned about getting the COVID vaccine. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy addressing those concerns on Fox News.
Some of my people back home have called me and said, we're scared to take the shot because we don't know what's in it. And I tell them, I ask them, do you eat hot dogs? You don't know what's in a hot dog either.
Kennedy has received the vaccine and reported no problems. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Trump administration withholding money from two states.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the Trump administration is withholding $200 million in Medicaid funds to California over its mandate that employers cover abortion in health plans. Additionally, the Justice Department announced a lawsuit against the University of Vermont Medical Center after it forced out a nurse who complained about being forced to assist in an abortion. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A 9-year-old boy making millions on YouTube. Forbes releasing its list of the top YouTube earners from the past year. Ryan Kaji tops the list, making almost $30 million. His site focuses on toy reviews. He has over 41 million subscribers. The YouTuber known as Mr. Beast comes in second, making $24 million in the past year. College football, the Oregon Ducks win the Pac-12 title, beating Southern Cal last night 31-24. More conference title games today in the Big Ten, ACC, SEC, and Big 12, among others. Barack Obama out with his list of streaming favorites. For TV, he likes Better Call Saul, The Last Dance, and The Queen's Gambit. For movies, his favorites include Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Mank, and Beanpole. And Kelly Ripa and husband Mark Consuelos working on a spinoff of All My Children. The couple met on the set of the soap opera 25 years ago. Variety says the new show will air in prime time. It'll be called Pine Valley. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.